Yesterday, the US ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, called on the Irish government to sober up and said drafting the Occupied Territories Bill was an act of diplomatic intoxication. The Occupied Territories Bill is a piece of legislation currently being debated by politicians, which aims to end trade between Ireland and illegal Israeli settlements. In a post on social media, Mike Huckabee asked, "Did the Irish fall into a vat of Guinness and propose something so stupid?" And he suggested that Ireland should apologise to Israel. His comments were rejected by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Last night at the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Affairs and Trade Committee, the business group IBEC said that the bill would be incredibly difficult to implement. Fergal O'Brien, the group's executive director of lobbying and influence, told the committee that there would be a real and material economic impact on Ireland. And he said he hoped that services would not be included in the bill. Afterwards, he spoke to our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
"We hope and our members hope that this will not be extended to services. If the Oireachtas was to make that decision, then a lot of scoping work would be required to assess the full range of those impacts and the full complexity of what business would need to comply with pending any legislative changes. Based on the feedback that IBEC has gotten from its members, it recognises that while not costless, they would in general be able to implement a ban on goods trade with the occupied territories. However, any legislation that could potentially be extended to impact on services trade would be much more complex."
"Can you give me an example? What are the challenges?"
"From a services perspective and reflecting modern ways of working and the distinction between places of work and places of residence and hybrid working and people working from home, it'll be very difficult for businesses to determine where value is actually being created in really complicated global business services chains. We could have a single member of a team located in a certain jurisdiction that could be contributing to an international project. And our members are concerned that if the Occupied Territories Bill was extended to include services, that would cause significant implementation challenges and costs. The initial assessment of business is that this will be difficult to define, difficult to determine, but ultimately that it will see roles and functions that would currently be servicing some of those customers moved outside of Ireland. And that would mean job losses for the Irish economy, and it would mean costs to the Exchequer, and ultimately a threat to the Irish economy. Many of our members have identified that it will be a significant issue for them, and one that will also raise significant and costly international reputation issues for Irish business and the Irish economy."
And on that reputation point, what are your businesses hearing there? And is it particularly US focused?
"We're picking up a lot of queries and concerns internationally in relation to the potential implications of the bill. We believe that there will be a cost associated with the negative reputational impact of the proposed legislation. And in particular, in the US, a lot of firms have identified that it could pose challenges for them in terms of complying with domestic US legislation at both a federal and a state level in relation to anti-boycott reporting requirements. And that is a very particular concern for US companies operating in Ireland."
That was IBEC's Fergal O'Brien speaking with our reporter Ethna Dodd. Let's speak now to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, we heard some of the concerns there from the business lobby being outlined following that Oireachtas committee appearance last night. Is the government likely to listen to those concerns being outlined by Fergal O'Brien there in his conversation with Ethna?
Well, I spoke to a number of government TDs and senators after the event, and one described the hearing as sobering. Another said it was a very worthwhile hearing as it was giving another perspective on the legislation. And it does echo what Taoiseach Micheál Martin had said in the past, that the intent of the legislation should be to apply pressure on Israel, but not necessarily incur significant economic damage at home. His precise words were, "There's no point in Ireland coming out worse if it has no impact on Israel. That's the only point I'm making. We have to be clear-eyed in terms of the impact. People should know the impact." So I don't think that the government will walk away from the Occupied Territories Bill. I think the point of argument is going to be over including services along with goods. Now, Taoiseach to Simon Harris has said in the past that he's open to such an expansion. It seems to me that Fianna Fáil is far more reticent about that.
And the concern around services, I mean, it's relatively easy to determine if goods are coming from an illegal Israeli settlement. It's much more difficult, isn't it, to know if a service is being provided by somebody who might be working from an illegal settlement. Is it clear at the moment how a services element to that legislation would be implemented?
No, and the testimony from Ibex Fergal O'Brien was pretty clear on that. You know, if you've got goods, you've got labels, and therefore it becomes easier to apply. But services are very difficult because effectively he told the committee each company would have to go customer by customer to assess if they had exposure to someone or to a company or to part of a company related to the occupied territories. And he continually repeated that concern. It's very difficult. It's highly complicated. He said it again and again. So I think that is going to ring alarm bells. But it should be said at the same time, the chair of the Ireland-Palestine Alliance, Eamon Meehan, told the same committee yesterday that the same arguments being mounted against this bill were echoed what had been said against some of the laws which were implemented in relation to trading with apartheid in South Africa. And he said, yet at the same time, that legislation was very effective. So there is a very strong counter-argument to that as well.
Now, I mentioned at the top the comments which were made online by Mike Huckabee, the US ambassador to Israel. But there have been several other US politicians raising concerns about the Occupied Territories Bill. Tell us what they've been saying.
Yeah, people like Lisa McCain, the chair of the House Republicans, said any legislation boycotting, divesting or sanctioning Israel would be a huge mistake for Ireland. This type of extreme anti-Semitic hate is unacceptable and should be rejected. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham posted that Hope Ireland will reconsider its efforts to economically isolate Israel. I do not believe these Israels will be well received in the United States, and they certainly would not go unnoticed. And that's just two of around a dozen comments which have been made.
And is there a sense then that there is some sort of an orchestrated campaign, given that many of these comments were posted yesterday and seem to have come out around the same time?
Well, we do know that there is a view in the Irish government that Israel's lobby in the US has been mounting a campaign against Ireland. But I guess there's no surprise in that. If you're the first country in the world to mount this boycott, then there's going to be a reaction. But I guess what we heard from IBEC was also that lots of US companies and Irish companies trading with US companies are concerned at how the government's actions could affect them, could affect business. It is a problem. And I guess that's the point of the pre-legislative scrutiny being undertaken by this committee, is to make sure everyone knows what they're doing and what the consequences are going to be.
And how sensitive then will the Irish government be to the criticisms coming from the United States, given the uncertain economic situation which has come about because of Donald Trump's tariff threats?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was notable that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was very strong yesterday. He said when it came to Ambassador Huckabee, he said, "I reject the comments made by the ambassador. This situation is very serious in Gaza, including an appalling loss of human life. Terrible war crimes are being committed." So he wasn't walking away from it. He was standing up in relation to what the legislation currently is at. But I think behind the doors, I think that issue of services or just goods, that is still a point of contention.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. It's 24 minutes past 7.